AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the suspect in the mass shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas has been identified as Anthony Polito, a professor who unsuccessfully applied for a job at the school. He died in a shootout with police. Three people were shot and killed on campus. This student, Matthew, spoke to KTNV-TV.
Sadness that this is happening, but happiness that they've gotten here so fast. It seems like they were on campus right as it started because the police, we have a really good response, I feel like, ever since our last shooting that we had here in Vegas.
He's talking about the 2017 shooting at the Mandalay Bay Casino in Vegas. 60 people were killed. Authorities in Russia say a girl shot several classmates at a school, killing one person and wounding five others before killing herself. The White House is putting pharmaceutical companies on notice.
The Biden administration is warning drug makers if certain drugs developed in part with taxpayer dollars are too expensive, the government may cancel their patent protection and let rivals make their own versions in hopes of driving down the cost. The federal government's never taken such a step against patents. The administration did not immediately say how it would decide whether a drug's price is too high. The plan comes as the administration makes efforts to fight high drug prices a central theme in the president's re-election bid. If the patent plan takes effect, drug makers are almost certain to mount legal challenges. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A new AP NORC poll shows views by Democrats on how President Biden is handling the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians have rebounded slightly. Former President Donald Trump is back as a spectator at his civil fraud trial in New York.
But it'll just be another day. If you look at the case, we did nothing wrong.
Testimony is winding down. Trump himself is scheduled to take the stand Monday for a second time. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is drifting higher in early trading, following its first three-day losing streak since Halloween. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% early Thursday. The index is continuing to hold near its highest level since March of 2022. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.9% higher. Energy stocks rose after crude oil prices recovered some of their sharp slide from the day before. ExxonMobil added 1.5%. Treasury yields were mixed after reports showed a slight increase in the number of workers applying for unemployment benefits last week. Traders are looking ahead to the government's broader report on the job market that comes out on Friday. That report could provide more hints about where interest rates are headed next. Markets are hoping that the Federal Reserve will leave interest rates alone at its policy meeting next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
Wyoming may auction off a huge piece of pristine land inside Grand Teton National Park. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.